This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Once again, didn't stutter. Bravo. It's always a good day when you don't stutter. It's always a good day. Today... we have a special interview. You may recall we watched a film called Two
Witches.
Amazing. And one of the stars, she's here today. Her name, Rebecca. Oh my God. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Rebecca Kennedy. That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me. I was going to jump in, but I was like, I think she's got it.
I got it.
I think she's got it.
I like almost stuttered, but I was like,
but you got it.
Kennedy. Yeah. We did it. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be at the Comedy Store. How cool is
this? I know.
This?
Have you been here before?
I have not been inside.
Oh my
God. I've walked by and driven by and seen it from many miles away, but I have never been inside. So this is super cool.
Well, you're actually in one of the most haunted parts. Because this used to be the Comedy Store used to be run by the mafia, and this is where they would torture and murder people right in this very space.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for talking about horror movies.
I know, right? It's like this was made for, like, this podcast was made for the Comedy Store.
Yes.
It's
absolutely
great.
I love that. I love that history.
Oh, yes. It's great. And Two
witches.
Witches. Thank you.
Uh-huh. I got you. I got you all day.
You're the best, boo. You're the best. Fantastic, terrifying, wonderful movie.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're a delight in it, if you could say that, in like a really messed up way. How did you start acting, and like how did that, like, from when you started to here, how did that go?
Well, thank you first off, and I loved your review of the movie on Instagram. The director, the producer, and I, we got a big kick out of your review of it, and that kind of like introduced me to you guys.
Yeah,
so glad that I found you. That's a great question, and I'll try to keep it short.
Oh no, you're
in a very long journey. But I started acting when I was 12. My mom, who is my parents are actually in town, so my mom's here in the room.
Oh, mom,
how cool is that? not nervous at all. So she took me to see my first play mm-hmm. when I was 4 years old.
Oh my God.
And I don't remember the play, and I don't remember really much about it, but I remember looking at her saying, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And at the time, you know, I was four, mm-hmm. so I don't know how serious you take a four-year-old. So it was kind of like, okay, but then we moved on to do different things. And finally, I kept kind of bugging her about it. And when I was 12, I didn't make the cheerleading squad at school.
Oh, geez.
Which
okay.
was devastating.
Oh, I feel that. And you still carry that.
I still carry that.
Bit. You're
I
like,
still carry that.
Still
a little.
Sad.
I'm
yeah.
still sad. But however, those cheerleaders are not still cheerleading.
That's okay. Yeah.
So there is that.
You know.
But so I was really sad because all my friends were doing it. And so my mom finally said, okay, do you want to try this acting thing that you've, you know, kept bugging us about? So I was like, yes. And in fact, I think she came home and I was arguing with my dad about mm. how I was going to quit school and be an actor.
Ooh.
And my mom was like, you're absolutely not quitting school.
You're not doing that. No.
And you're not going to do that, but we'll find something else. So she found a children's group that was local.
Mm-hmm.
I think we rehearsed, what, once a month. We did a show in the summer. Yeah, we did a musical in the summer. Pretty much anybody that wanted to be in it could be in it.
Fun.
And so, you know, you auditioned for the different parts.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was no, like, either you make it or you don't. Everybody was put somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they were already doing the music band. And so they had already cast.
Okay.
But my mom called up and they said, you know, we can fit her in someplace.
Okay.
So they put me in different ensemble numbers.
Fun.
And my mom said she dropped me off and picked me up that day after rehearsal. And she was, you know, kind of standing where she couldn't see, where I couldn't see her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she saw my face and she was like, oh, this is it. this is it. And it was. And so I continued doing musical theater through junior high, through high school. I majored in musical theater in college. And then after I graduated college, I started to kind of get into film and TV. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, here I am now, many, many years later doing it. But that was kind of my start into it was, and I'm not sure because I was four. I don't really know at the time why it was so appealing to me.
Yeah.
I know now why I love it. I'm not sure back then other than the fact that it looked so much, fun.
It's so much fun. Yeah. I was the same way.
Yeah, and
it's
they also were having a blast up there.
They were playing pretend. And I don't know if you were the kid to like put on theater productions, mm-hmm. then force your parents to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Same.
Yeah. I played teacher a lot with my dolls, mm-hmm. Made them on a swim team and a diving team.
Oh, wow.
And I taught them.
Did you throw them into water or is it like,
it's
no, like
it
a pretend?
Pretend water.
Okay. Okay. Cool. You're you just know, drowning gymnastics. Dolls. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were the gymnastics team.
Cool.
just anything I could do that was imaginative. I was a very imaginative child and needed my own space and my own time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after school was really important to me, as my mom would say that she would knock on the door and I would open it just a little bit and be like, yes.
She's like, what do you want?
Yeah,
get out of here.
I was having my own time and playing with my own dolls. So that's kind of the intro into it. And then I just have never stopped.
Oh my God. Look at you. Look at you go. And so what was the audition process for this lovely movie called Two Witches? Got it.
Yo,
wow.
Mic drop.
That's it's never gonna happen again. Like, what was that like? Because your role of Masha, even though on the other episode I kept saying Marsha.
That's okay.
But
I will forgive you.
Thank you so much. I felt I'm like, it's Masha. We literally say, I don't know, but it's fine. But it's insane. Mm-hmm. You play an insane character, which has to be fun. But what was that process like?
So funnily enough, I actually did an audition.
Oh my God.
Formally.
Okay.
Christina Klebe, who's also in the movie, mm-hmm. and plays my roommate Rachel. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It was November 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Thanksgiving break back in Texas, where I'm from, and she messaged me and she was like, "We have this film we're doing called Two Witches." I think it was called something else at the time. Blow Out the Candle, I think it was originally called. Mm-hmm. She's like, "But we need to fill this role of Masha. Can I send you the script and see if you're interested?"
Ooh.
And I was like, yes, please send me the script. So I read the script and I was like, a witch who is badass. I'm in. So I was like, yes, I'd love to be considered. And so she sent my material to the director, my reel, you know, clips. And we chatted and that was kind of, he was like, do you want to do it?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yes. And we started shooting pretty much right after I got back in mm-hmm. December. So there wasn't a lot of prep time between, but so I didn't audition in the normal fashion.
Yeah.
But I'm really thankful to Christina for thinking of me because
She's
I had
like,
such a blast.
This character reminds me a lot of you.
I don't know what that says about me.
Yeah.
But
just like, I'm going to be like, thank you, I think. I'll take it. But we might have to talk later.
Yeah. Why it is that? Yeah. A friend of mine jokes around that because he's like, yeah, I read this. You know, he was like, oh, this production thought of me. And I read it and it was like a crazy serial, you know, rapist dad, and you're like, thanks
yeah,
thanks
you're
for
like
that.
Great, awesome. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I was thinking about bringing my pet rabbit, and then after, you know, and then I was like,
yeah,
your character murders rabbits, which was the honestly of all the entire movie, that was the most upsetting part for me.
Well, especially if you have a pet
yeah,
rabbit.
Yeah, I was like, he's, you know, she was. What was the rabbit's name? How was the rabbit on set?
I'm asking
the tough questions.
You are. Funnily enough, I didn't actually work with the rabbit. That is, I know.
What?
I'm breaking the movie magic here. Those weren't my arms that held the rabbit.
Oh my God.
So I actually never met the rabbit.
Oh my God.
Pierre,
it's not even a real rabbit. It's
not.
CGI.
Yeah, wow. It was a real rabbit.
It's
but
like good CGI. Dang.
Pierre could tell you, the director could tell you the rabbit's name. I can't remember.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't.
That's fair.
I didn't have
that's
a bond.
Fair. That's fair.
I didn't
fair.
Bond with it.
That's okay.
I think it would have been harder to pretend to kill it if you have that bond.
Yeah.
So
I
didn't
fair.
Actually.
You know what? I'm never
so all that. Of the pretending to break its neck, that was all you know, just me pretending.
Okay.
Obviously,
You didn't murder a rabbit?
No animals were harmed making this production.
Okay, good. Okay, cool.
But I mean, as far as like pretending, I meant pretending as in like I didn't have anything in my arms.
Yeah, okay.
That is an upsetting setting thing.
Yeah.
Sure. But also I love like the fact that she just, like, that's what she chooses. I mean, that's what the boyfriend, you know, Rachel's boyfriend calls her. It's like, you know, my bunny or whatever. But I just love that. It's like so just like out of anything you could have chosen.
She's like, hey, open the box. Oh, it's in the box. No, don't do it. Don't open the box. And like the way she just like shows up at her roommate's mom's house.
Yeah.
Is just, it's so funny. And you're like, I'm coming in. And she's like,
okay.
Who the hell are you?
Yeah. You're like, I've heard a lot about you.
You're like, no, you clearly have it. You don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the roommate. And then your lovely walk into her office where you're just staring. I literally was like, oh, she doing it. She got, go. I was like, go, Rebecca, yeah, go. You're being creepy.
The most awkward. That was like my objective a lot of the scenes, whereas like, how can I make my scene partner as comfortable as possible?
You did a great job.
Thank you.
I watched this with my roommate last night and she had never seen it before. So I was just like watching her reaction and she was just like, what is she doing? Why is she doing that? I'm like, I don't know. But I think the greatest part, and we talked about this a little bit in person, but when you eat that apple, don't actually eat it. You just like shove it in your mouth, like really weirdly.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Thank you. I think I remember the script saying something about then she eats it like weirdly or something like that. And so it was kind of like up for interpretation of how I wanted to just kind of shove it in my face in the most weird Snow White-ish, you know, Evil Queen type way. I don't know. It's like, I was like, what can I do as this character that is just like the most playful and weird and awkward as I can?
Yeah.
And I love that people remember those things because that's really cool.
That and then from part one was it's Melissa.
Yeah.
I'm always bad at like character names.
Yeah.
I'm like, this person. When she gets to her stomach, she's like, do you want to hold the baby? That part, every time, like I replayed that, I was cacked. It was just the way it was so funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like those.
She's so great. And Adina's, the actress as well, is like, she's just gold. I mean, the way that she delivered that line is just perfect.
It's just brilliant. Those two moments just stick with me so much.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
But on my second watch, I realized this, especially your part, takes place during the holidays.
Christmas.
So technically, two witches, there we go. God, oh my God, wow. I did it again, is a holiday movie.
Yeah, technically. I mean, that's...
I'm like, okay, see you guys. That was smart. That was smart. So...
I love it because it's like, you know, it obviously came out in October, but we can still be pushing the film even now because, you said, the second part takes place in the during the holidays. And, you know, what better not to have to be able to celebrate Halloween and Christmas at the same time?
Those are two of the greatest holidays and the rest are...
Or, you know, up there.
They're there.
They're there.
They're on the list. They're not as special. But... what was your favorite scene to shoot?
Oh, that's great. I mean, there's so many
fun
scenes. I think one of my favorites is definitely when I show up to my roommate's mom's house is one of my favorite. Mostly because the first part felt great when I was at the door. Oh, that was great. We came in and then we shot the inside in the, you know, dining room area. Mm. And on the day, I felt awful about it. I don't know why, like the lines, I was having trouble remembering the line, and I have a pretty good memory,
yeah.
And I was having trouble remembering the lines, and things were just like, I felt like weren't working, mm-hmm. and just like awkward, but not in a, oh, good way, but like,
yeah.
you know, this is like, the scene is just, I'm dropping the ball, I'm mm-hmm. drowning in the scene.
Yeah.
And so much so that afterwards, I went up to the director and I was like, we can reshoot this. It's okay. And he's like, what are you talking about? It's great. I'm like, no, like it did not feel great. And I just bring that up as an actor because we can't always trust how we feel, because sometimes things feel terrible. Mm-hmm. They work great. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things feel great. And then you watch it back and it was like, that didn't land at all, mm-hmm. you know? Exactly. So it's an interesting, because I know Masha was also feeling at the time discombobulated and out of sorts and like doing this thing that she wasn't completely, she was trying to be confident in, but mm-hmm. this is all new.
Yeah.
You know, this is all new territory as well for her. So, you know, I think it works, and it's one of my favorite scenes in the movie. I think because of all of the way that I felt afterwards mm-hmm. or during it, wasn't like, oh yeah, I killed that scene. It was like, no, I don't know if this is gonna work at all. You know, plus we didn't have the bunny.
Yeah.
Rachel was shot later. It's like there were so many elements that were not on the day,
mm-hmm.
so that I just felt like this just like felt a mess.
Oh yeah.
And so it was really fun to watch it actually come together, and I'm sure Pierre is brilliant in editing too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's a part in that scene where I'm like, I have like tears where mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, you don't recognize. When I was like, that is because as an actor, I was so frustrated.
But your Meisner acting yeah. was like, I got this. You're
yes.
like, I'm going to use it. But, you yeah. know, really, you're just
But like, as Rebecca, I was like, I was literally so emotional because I could not get it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so that, you know, translated into the character really beautifully, mm-hmm. which is another testament to just trust yourself more.
Yeah.
As an actor.
Oh, totally.
That whatever you're
totally.
Feeling will work.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree with that.
But,
oh,
yeah.
my God. Yeah. That scene also, the way your character just sits down and is like, so we're eating now, right? And it's like, did you just walked up in there.
Set my plate.
Like, I'm ready to eat. Like, oh, we're having ham? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Like, I was like, what? She just sat down. I love it that she just, like, had the confidence to sit down. And it was wonderful. It was brilliant.
Thank you.
It's just, it was iconic. So you said that was a hard scene, but also still kind of your favorite. What
yeah.
was, like, your least favorite that you're like, this was?
Like, once when I filmed it, you mean?
Yeah. Like, what was, you know what, not even least favorite, like hardest. Or like you said, that was kind of the hardest.
That was one of the harder ones. Just any intimate scenes are always,
yeah.
you know, awkward.
Yeah.
But Jacob, especially opening the movie this way, Jacob, who was my scene partner
mm-hmm.
in my boyfriend, my one night stand, as they called him in the mm-hmm. movie, was so great. Mm-hmm. And I actually had met him prior and on another at a party or something. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know him that well, but we had met.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't like meeting someone for the first time and like now we have to have sex or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that helps that he was such a generous scene partner and mm-hmm. cared a lot about the scene and about me and making sure I was comfortable. And those are probably the one of the harder, not least favorite but just harder in the sense that, you know, it's not a, especially that scene in this particular movie isn't particularly sexual in the sense
yeah.
that it's not like, oh, that's really hot to watch. And
yeah,
it's very
like,
awkward.
Oh,
and,
this is
yeah,
disturbing. We're
yeah.
seeing what this girl is.
Right. Is
capable
getting
of
a
and stuff.
Glimpse of her. So I wanted to make sure that was all, coming across,
yeah,
and then it was very clear that something was wrong with her, even if you weren't sure yet what.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. A lot of the faces, those were challenging. Just it was just figuring out how to
yes.
make that work.
You have so much control of your face and your. I was like, you like it looks like you like unhinged your. I don't know if they did that with editing or if that was you,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, you can really like unhinge your jaw and like distort your face in terrifying ways. And I was like, damn, like you see this little tiny Rebecca just hanging out, and then you see you on screen, and you're just like, wow. Like powerhouse, crushing it, terrifying.
Thank you.
With your face, a beautiful face, but on screen, you know how to work it.
Yeah, you know, it's it's funny because I hadn't done a role like this, and so I wasn't 100. I mean, I had done, you know, quite a few horror films, but I wasn't exactly sure what my face was capable of until this movie, and I'm proud to say that none of it was CGI and none of it was prosthetics until the very end, obviously, with the burns.
Yes.
That wasn't, obviously,
yes,
not my real skin.
I'm so, like, you healed up beautifully.
I know. Thank God.
It looks beautiful.
But that was really fun. Pierre and I figured that out on set. Mm-hmm. You know, we figured out the faces, what would work, what didn't work, in what moment, how to, you know, where my hair would fall, he's so brilliant with angles and lighting to figure out exactly how to make it as terrifying as possible.
Yeah, he did.
So that helps me, because, you know, in just the daylight, maybe it wouldn't be as creepy as it is when he's able to, like, manipulate the lighting and the angles to make it especially. But I remember the first thing we shot was the first scene, and I make a face in it, and afterwards that night he went home and gave me some stills because I wanted, you know, to see, like, look how great it looks. And I sent it to some people and they were like, oh, amazing prosthetics. I was like, no, that's just my face.
You're like, I'm just so good at it.
No,
I'm just such a good actor. Like, I'm just such a good actor. Thank
you're
you.
Just like, no, that's just my terrifying face.
But you're not terrifying at all, so, which makes it even better.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. So about that last scene. I don't know if you can answer this because I know it said to be continued, which when I first saw it, I went, no, what? No. I mean, yay, because sequel, but no, I need clarity. I need some intel. Is she alive? Is there a sequel
in the works. Is a foot.
A foot? Ooh.
I don't know. Does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Like,
it's a thing.
It's coming?
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
There's a hunt afoot.
There is a hunt.
Like, that's what that, I think that's how that saying goes.
It is.
In the works?
It is in the works.
Ooh.
The script is written.
Ooh.
So it is now just, you know, the next stages of production.
Amazing. So your character is alive.
It is.
That's, and you probably can't say much.
No.
But. You can say that she is alive.
But she is alive, and she is, especially now, really coming into her own and really is very powerful now. So, because she is thou, as they say, not to give too many spoilers, but if you haven't seen it yet, it's okay. Just cover your ears during this part.
That's okay. We spoil things, but also we do it to be like, oh, I want to go see
go
it.
Go watch it.
Yeah.
Because she is now the new queen of the coven. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So now you get to see that in full display, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, I'm excited
to see
that. And
also a little nervous because now I feel like there's a lot of expectations. Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, make sure I live up to whatever that is.
Well, now, you know, you got to go in the mirror and practice your facial expressions. And your mom will be like, why are you in the bathroom so long? You'll be like, what do you want, Mom?
Exactly.
Like, it all ties back full circle.
I practice a lot of my lines in the shower.
Okay.
When I'm, like, for, you know, auditions or just when I'm filming something.
Same, honestly.
Yeah, just say them out. Just get them out loud. It's like, if I can do other things while I'm saying them, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many times when my husband would be like, who are you talking to?
You're like, nobody.
Don't worry about it.
Don't tell him. No, don't do anything. Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it.
Shh, go do something else. Go over there.
Yeah, so full circle.
I love that. Well, where can we find this lovely film called Two Witches?
We had a
good run of two times.
You're
saying
rocking
it without
it. You're rocking it.
I know.
it's a tongue twister, really.
It is, honestly.
You can find it on Arrow Video has it streaming, but if you don't have Arrow, you can also find it on Amazon, iTunes, and Apple TV. I think you can still rent it for 99 cents, so you can't really beat that.
Amazing. It's a good film, too.
It's a good holiday.
It is. Honestly, it's a good holiday film, and it's wonderful. It's a good family film. Show your kids, you know, or, you know, if you want to traumatize them, do that. Otherwise, don't.
Yeah, I think it's the first project I've done that's set actually at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Even though we didn't film, obviously, Christmas, yeah. But it was fun to have that aspect in it, as well as being a scary movie. That was really fun.
I like that. Hell yeah. Well, thank you for being here today. And guys, go check out this awesome movie, and also go check out our episode and follow Rebecca on Instagram. We will tag her below. And thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. You're amazing.
I'll be back anytime you want me.
Always and forever.
You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.